Ikuti obrolan kami di podcast Duta Inspirasi, sharing session of knowledge and inspiring experience. Have fun and enjoy.
Hello Inspiration Friends. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to our Duta Inspirasi podcast. So guys, I'm Sandrine Arta, your Indonesian Inspirational Ambassador for Batch 12, representing North Maluku Province, and I will accompany you in a very interesting segment. What's that? Yeah, that's MOSING, Monolog Bahasa Asing. Guys, are you feeling drained lately? Like everything is a struggle? Even like you are staying in your bed all day, you always feel like overtired. Super tired, don't you? You're not alone. I've also ever felt the motivation for doing anything. At the time, I felt like staying in my bed all the day, almost gave up, and even desperate so hard. And that's all we called as burnout. Well, this is for you guys. Today we are talking about what burnout is and how you deal with this situation. So that if you guys in this feeling, you can deal with this situation. Well, the first one we have to know is actually what burnout is, so later we can deal with this situation. Actually, burnout is a basically feeling super tired and overwhelmed all the time. It is like your body and mind are saying, nope, I'm giving up, nope, I am done. Ever feel like this feeling? Even like you were staying in your bed all the day, even on weekends. Or maybe you were irritable and easily frustrated. Those could be signs of burnout. Burnout is like feeling completely super fried, both mentally and physically. It is when everyday stuff feels super hard and you are just exhausted all the time. It is like your body and mind are overloaded and need a serious rest. But don't be panic. When you feel these symptoms, don't beat yourself up. Burnout happens. But here's the good news. There are always to feel better. That's why we will discuss how do you deal with this burnout. The first one you have to do is talking with people you trust. Believe it or not, it is normal to be unsure of how to begin sorting through the causes of burnout and looking for ways to relieve stress. Burnout can become so overwhelming that figuring out how to deal with it can be exhausting. It is also difficult to identify potential solutions when you are completely exhausted. I repeat again, it is also difficult to identify potential solutions when you are completely exhausted. Involving a trusted loved one can make you feel less alone and more supported. Who they are? Friends, family members, and partner also assist you in brainstorming potential solution. They are close enough to your life to understand what works for you, but far enough away to consider the situation objectively. So the first one we have to do is talk with people you trust. And after we talk with the people we trust, what should we do? The second one is rethink your priorities. Don't be panicked, guys. Burnout is an undeniable indicator that something important in your life is not functioning properly. Burnout is an undeniable indicator that something important in your life not functioning properly. That's why you should take some time to reflect on your hopes, goals, and dreams. It is okay to take your time for a while. Are you ignoring something very important to you? This can be a chance to rediscover what truly makes you happy, as well as to slow down and allow yourself the time to rest, reflect, and heal. It is very okay to take your time for a rest. After you talk with people you trust, rethink your priorities, you should do the third one. But stay, keep in mind what makes you happy. Finding out what makes you happy is unquestionably important. Happiness has an impact on more than just your mood. It has a significant impact on many aspects of your life. There are numerous advantages to living a happier life. But let's look at some of the more well-known ones. Because a cheerful heart is always better medicine for anything. Because a cheerful heart is always better medicine for anything. And the fourth one we have to do is make physical activity a priority. Even if it is the last thing you want to do when you are exhausted, exercise is a powerful antidote to stress and burnout. You can also do it right now to improve your mood. And to exercise for 30 minutes or more per day, or break it up into 10 minutes burst, a 10-minute walk can lift your spirit for 2 hours. Because there are a quote, mens sana in corpore sano, which means in a healthy body, there is a strong soul. Well guys, to sum up, how do you deal with burnout? The first one is talk with people you trust. Who they are, it can be your friends, family members, and partner. They are close enough to your life to support you. And then, the second one is rethink your priorities. It is very okay to take your time for a break. And the third one is keep in mind what makes you happy. A cheerful heart is always better medicine than anything. And the last but not least, make physical activity a priority. Mens sana in corpore sano, which means in healthy body, there is a strong soul. And the last, just remember when you feeling burnout, you are not alone. It is very okay if you are feeling burnout. Take your time for rest. You need time to recharge and reconnect with what makes you unique. Break the routine for a moment and prioritize your mind and soul. Finally, I, Sandrine Arta, say goodbye. I do hope it will be very useful in your daily life. And see you in another episode. Bye-bye. Duta Inspirasi Podcast, bergerak terinspirasi, berdampak menginspirasi.